Hello, West Liberty. This is Pearl. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Here in the studio for an interview for Passionately Vocal, we have Andrew Lewis, director of the Student Success Center. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, is there anything you want to talk about related to academics? This is all up to you.
Well, let's see. We are right now getting ready to be at the end of our semester. Surprisingly, it's gone very fast. Hopefully, our students are all ready for final exams coming up. We know that next week we have Thanksgiving break. Students are gone, so that's a great time to jumpstart the studying. And then we have dead week, which is a nice time just to relax a little bit before your finals week. And then obviously, we have finals starting in December, on December 4th, I believe, is that date. And make sure to check your schedule, because the schedule for finals is different than your class schedule. So make sure that you've got that and understand how that goes based upon when your classes were. And of course, the Student Success Center is opened until 8 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and until 4 on Friday. For a nice relaxing place to study. If you need some help with some studying tips or some time management, the Student Success Center would be happy to assist you in any way that we can. If you are someone who needs some accommodations, maybe you need a reduced distracted area to take your tests, and we can have that over in the Student Success Center. So just reach out. One thing I always encourage students to do is to start studying early for those finals. Make a plan so you know where you're going to be at, how you're going to get those grades that make sure that you succeed and that you are on your way to that next semester.
What do you think is important about reaching out for help if you need it?
Well, because I think it's nice that all of the services that are offered on campus for assistance to make sure that students are successful are free. So if a student is getting ready to turn in a final paper for their English class or literature class, they can go down to the Robinson Writing Center, the low level of the library, and get some free help from one of the Writing Center staff down there. In the Student Success Center, we can help with your study skills. Reaching out and getting help early is always better, so that way we can make that plan of action. You know, during the first couple weeks of this semester is a great time to get acclimated to your class schedule, get acclimated to how your days go. And if you have some time, it'd be advisable to stop into the Student Success Center and just kind of see what the services are that we have to help. It's a lot easier just to stay on top of things and not have to worry about what's next or what could happen afterwards. But, you know, don't wait until midterm to get help, because at that point, your time is very limited on what we can kind of turn around for you.
Don't wait till midterm to get help.
Yeah, there are some students out there that unfortunately think that after midterm is the time to do it, but really you need to do it before. But we will do everything we can to help you get out of any funk that you may have at midterm. You know, right around midterm, you've got fall break. It's another time to kind of go home, refresh, or even stay around campus and refresh. I think we put those little breaks in for you guys, the students, to kind of refresh and regroup. I think it's always time to take time for yourself. We have a lot of services. We always push our counseling center upstairs of the College Union on the second floor with Lisa Witzberger and Don Antill as our two counselors. They're a great resource, someone to talk to, someone to work through your stresses, anxiety, work through any challenges that you may be having. And one thing that I always like to say is that it's okay not to be okay. If you're at a point in your life and you're not sure where things are going, that's okay. We're all at that point. We've all been there. I was a college student many, many moons ago here on this campus, and it was the resources that I had available to me through all the academic support and the faculty members to make sure that I was able to graduate, get my degree, and find a fulfilling career.
As someone who waited until midterms to get help, you think that was a bad idea?
You know, I don't think it would be a bad idea, but it wasn't the best idea. I think there are ways to make sure that you get help early. Even if you're at a B or a C and you're like, oh, I'll be fine. It's a lot better just to reach out and get that help beforehand. But even if it's at midterm, we'll see what we can do to assist and get those grades up. One thing that I think is also important is communication. Make sure that you're talking to your faculty. Make sure that you stop and see your faculty. you know, all faculty have office hours. Go and see them, even if it's just a, hey, thanks for a great lecture today, or hey, I struggled on that last test. Do you think maybe we could go over that, or you could help me with a specific problem or question? You know, faculty want to see you succeed. Faculty want to see you walk across that stage when the time is right for you. So, you know, we want you to be successful.
As someone who personally struggled with reaching out, I'm glad that there's someone like you to help, honestly.
Absolutely.
It was really, really hard for me to reach out because for the longest time, I was in denial of needing help.
Yeah.
And because of you, I feel more confident.
Good. And I think a lot of students, you know, get to that point and are worried about that. But like I said, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to ask for help, you know, even as a person in my 40s, you know, I still seek help from my advisors and my family and my support system when I know that I'm going through a tough time, or I know that there may be something coming up that I need assistance with. And it's always acceptable to ask for help. It's, you know, in elementary school, they always put the posters up there that the only, what would it say? The wrong question is the one that you don't ask. So you always got to ask and see what you can get better at.
I don't know if you remember Chris McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
I was under him and I was like, who took his place? Because, well, nobody told me.
Yeah, so he took another position in February, and they had some a lapse in replacing him. So I started about a month and a half ago in October. But we have been very fortunate that Chris is still around. Chris McPherson is in our College of Business as one of our faculty members. So he's always a good resource, not only in the world of the business, but in anything. So, you know, as it goes, anyone here on campus is here to help you and assist you.
That is news to me.
Yeah.
Because when I emailed him, like, in the spring, I couldn't reach him because he was gone.
Yeah. He left for a little bit and realized that West Liberty was where he wanted to be, so he got himself back up here.
I could tell he's a nice guy.
Yes.
He was very helpful.
Very good.
After the break, we will talk more about academics and the importance of reaching out for help. Welcome back. We are WGOZ, and we are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. We are back with the second part of the interview with Andrew Lewis, Director of the Student Success Center. This is Pearl. How are you doing?
I am just A-okay.
So, previously we discussed the Student Success Center, what it offers, and just general advice. So let's say a student is looking for help. What would you say they do?
Obviously, the first thing would be just to stop in. You know, the Student Success Center is currently in Main Hall, Suite 147 on the east side. We are in the process, or we will be starting the process of moving over to the library starting January. So when everyone comes back from the spring for the spring semester, we'll be over in the library set up. And we really wanted to move to the library to be an academic resource center located in the Elbin Library. We'll be over there. And then, of course, all of the academic resources that the library has offer. And the Robinson Writing Center is down below on the lower level. So those are nice that we're all kind of together. You know, it's really easy just to stop in and say hi, or stop in, drop an email. You know, the ssc@westliberty.edu is our email address, and that comes directly to us, and we filter that and see how we can help. You know, like I always say, asking early is great, but even if it's this week or next week, and, you know, we're still open to Monday and Tuesday, but obviously offices are closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But, you know, reaching out, calling, stopping in is always a great start. You know, reach out to your faculty members if they need, you know, if you want someone there, they can always reach out to us as well. If you're not too comfortable, or you just want to reach out to a faculty member or a friend and say, hey, I'm not sure what to do, maybe that friend will just reach out to us.
What exactly inspired you to start helping people?
So I would say it probably started my time here at West Liberty when I was a student. I was a resident assistant. I worked with Marcella Snyder, who is still here and doing great work in student life and housing. So really it started Probably there really with my love for West Liberty and my passion for helping students. I had always worked in higher education in colleges throughout different schools here in West Virginia. And it's been very rewarding. You see a student who came to you and needed a little bit of extra support or needed someone to talk with. And then you see that student sitting in front of you, or you see that student walking across the stage. It's really a great kind of, a nonchalant pat on the back, a good job that you've seen that that student kind of work through their issues and problems and make sure that they get to the end. And I think one thing that has always been helpful is, I was an athlete a long time ago, and really the team aspect of things has been very helpful, and always want to work as a team with who I'm working with and my staff or who's working at the institution. Being a part of a team and being part of that team that helps students succeed. One story that I always share with people that really kind of switched my mind about the work that I've done. I was a resident assistant here as a student, and we had a first-year student come, and he was first in line to get his key and move into the residence hall. And, he was there at 7 a.m., and we opened at 8, and he's ready to go. And, his family's there helping him, and it was his grandma and grandfather and a couple other people. And his grandma came up to me and said, please take care of him. He's all I have. And that kind of statement kind of just made my mind do a little tumble and my heart do a little tumble, realize that even as a student, I had a lot of responsibility in making sure that those students were successful in the residence hall. And that kind of just started from there. And I wanted to make sure that as a West Liberty student and alumni that, we carry that tradition, or we carry that mission of being helpful and making sure that our students are successful.
I don't know if I should be flattered by what you said, but thanks.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I think the only thing, I'll say again is that it's okay not to be okay. Seeking advice, seeking help is part of the process, part of the learning curve that you have. Coming to college isn't easy. That transition from high school to college is a lot that some students need a little extra help with. Some students were in high school and they were very strict schedule. High school, you go to school at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and there till 2:33, and you go from class to class to class. And now you have the ability to select your classes all on your own. You have the ability to make a 10 o'clock in the morning class or an 8 o'clock in the evening class. You have to be diligent on your time management skills and kind of get on top of all that kind of stuff. So it's okay not to be okay. First message, and then ask help early and seek for advice.
Do you have any advice for those who are struggling with time management?
Time management. Don't procrastinate. That's the easiest thing to say, but it's also the hardest thing to do. Procrastination is part of life, and there are some people that are lifelong procrastinators, but having a daily planner, I think, is important. And if you don't have a planner, we have some in our office in the Student Success Center that we can hand out. But getting a planner, using your phone, the calendar features on your phone are great. Put in there things that you need to do, set reminders for yourself. Some people are really great at time management. Again, our academic coach, Mary Jane Hall, over in the Student Success Center, or Peggy Howe, one of our other student success coaches, can all help with some time management skills. So even if you want to stop in and say, hey, I need some help with time management, just ask and we will deliver.
Really? Thank you for coming in, but do you have anything else?
I think that's all for now.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Great work.
This is WGOZ. We're a college radio and we are passionately vocal. Let's get back to the music.